This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early fall, the first full week of the jumping jump seed moon, and the fourth week of the sun in Virgo. Among the many signs of summer's end, the maturing of the jump seed plant is one of the more dependable. In full bloom, it attracts clusters of cabbage white butterflies that play and court around it. And when its inconspicuous white flowers have turned to brittle seeds and jump to the ground as you run your thumb and forefinger up the stem, then the first week of early fall really has arrived. When jump seeds jump, bright patches of scarlet sumac and Virginia creeper mark the fence rows, and streaks of gold appear on the silver olive bushes. Hickory nutting season opens as sweet corn time winds down. Black walnuts already cover the ground under the larger walnut trees. Burrs from the thick trefoil stick to pants legs and stockings. Lizard's tail drops its leaves into the creeks and sloughs. And beside the deer paths of the forest, the undergrowth is tattered and cluttered with the remnants of the year. Firefly larvae flicker in the grass. The adult firefly is gone. Red-headed woodpeckers and red-winged blackbirds and house wrens, scarlet tanagers, indigo buntings, eastern bluebirds, and black ducks migrate. Cardinal songs are rare in the morning, but the rasping and buzzing and chirping of katydids and crickets fill the nights. Sometimes great swarms of dragonflies migrate across the land. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early fall. In the meantime, go outside at night and listen for the insect chorus. It will tell you that the jump seeds are jumping. Poor Will's Almanac and Horoscope for 2019 is now available. Order your copy from Amazon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.